Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5 o'clock here in the Bayou City. Let's run over to Venice, Louisiana, and let's check in with Captain Mike Jeffcoat this morning. Hey, Mike, good morning. How are you, man?
Good morning, Mickey. How are you, sir?
I couldn't be better. What's up with you?
Just getting back in the
groove. Getting back what?
Just getting back in the groove to get back after it.
Yeah, getting back in the groove to get back after it.
Yeah, been off a couple of days. So getting ready for this big mad fall run. So.
Yeah, your river's still green, right?
Oh, it's beautiful.
Yeah, Bill and I were talking earlier, and he was talking about kind of some dirty water showed up, you know, offshore around, you know, Sabine. And I said, well, it's not from the Mississippi. That thing's been green all summer for Mike.
Yeah. Pretty much, yeah.
Just trying to figure out where that dirty water came from.
Oh, I don't know.
Because it's been clean over towards Calcasieu and then blue over here.
You know? Right.
Maybe the current's coming over that Sabine Bank just right, you know. I don't know.
It might be, you know, because that's like here, our passes, some of these falling tides that we've had has been pretty extreme. It'll dirty, you know, it ain't getting filthy, but it'll change ten of it.
Stir it up, yeah.
Yeah, you know, prior to that, you know, when it was still, you know, when the river had got green, especially back like during the faux fall and 1st of August, you know, the river was gorgeous. But, man, them tides was whooping on us so hard, them passes would just turn to chocolate milk.
Turn them over.
So,
yeah,
and so, I mean, evidently, because everything in Louisiana is green.
Right.
I mean, Whiskey Bay, Chef-A-Lai, all that stuff, and, you know, it's all pretty. So, I just can't imagine where that water come from. But anyhow, I didn't finish that game last night. Did they turn it around or lose it?
Oh, yeah, man. Diaz knocked in a run to tie it up, and then Tucker steps up, and boom, two-run bomb. 4-2.
That boy, he is hot, hot, hot.
I'm glad they had a net over that Ray tank out there in right center field, or that ball would have landed right in the middle of them cowhead rays and swimming around
really?
The tank. Yeah. I think he was only the fourth or fifth guy to ever hit a ball right there.
That's crazy. Boy, you talking about them rays.
Yeah.
I ran into that store yesterday afternoon, and Brandon Ballet pulled in there, and Brett was with him. They had tarpon fish yesterday, so they just rode together. And he said, dude, I've never seen so many manta rays in my life. He said it was unreal.
Oh, manta rays?
Yep.
Oh, boy.
So... He said, I don't think I've ever seen them as big as they were. And he said, I've been fishing here all my life. He said, but we couldn't tarpon fish. Tarpon was there, but they get huge, yeah. You know, so, he said, them tarpon was so, yeah. He said, them tarpon was so aggravating yesterday. When I'm sitting,
they are, aren't they? That's a fickle fish. That's worse than a crappie or a speckled trout ever thought about being.
Yeah. He said one of them come up about 30 foot from a boat, set a big 150 pounder, and he had lines out, but he had just a rod in his hand there. He pitched to him, popped to him, he ate it, and he said he just sat there shaking his head. Never would take it right off with him. You ain't putting that circle hook in him. Unless he pulls drag, you ain't getting no circle hook off in that dark.
No, that's like garbage can liner.
Yeah.
That's what the inside their mouth's like.
He said, and he said he shook it for about 30 seconds there. And he finally figured out it wasn't needle bone. Open them big old jaws and spit it out.
Yeah, they can spit it out as quick as they suck it in.
Oh, yeah. Just like a flounder.
Yeah.
You know, I Brandon caught, when was it? I guess it was Tuesday. He went and checked the place. He hadn't checked all year, but they generally in. Caught 70-something.
70-something flounder?
Mm-hmm.
My Lord.
Yep. That's crazy, isn't it? It is crazy. They don't win. Boy, they're so scared. They got to cut us back. Now they're going to cut us off. We can't catch no more after October the 15th.
Oh, I know it. That's... Well, y'all seem to have plenty of them right now.
Oh, absolutely. But, I mean, everybody's not catching them, and that's the whole deal. You know.
Yeah, they're not everywhere.
Well, and it's...
But flounder pretty much, they have their patterns, and they're going to be where they're at. I mean, that's where they all stack up.
Absolutely. And, you know, and that's the whole deal. And I'm not going to where I was going, so I just leave it alone. So, it's, you know, it's just not a everybody type fish, you know.
So they're going
to
shut y'all down when, October 15th?
I think so, yeah.
Boy, and how long is that going to last?
Oh, the end of the year.
They just going to shut it down for the whole fall all the way through the year?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. That's all right. I've been making hay on them since August 1st, so.
Yeah. Boy, I never heard of Louisiana doing anything that drastic.
Oh, me neither. So, I plumb forgot about we had the big meeting last night, and I didn't go. I have to catch a deal on it. But it was CCA deal, so we ain't real worried about that deal. So, I mean, there's no meetings to be held. It's just simple. Number one, keep the guides. Guides can't keep their limit of fish. Number two, put the trout back to 15. And basically, you're solving the problem.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just that's two simple deals they can do. And I'll be real surprised if they do either one. So, all this was supposed to went in effect September 1st. It didn't happen.
No, it didn't.
So,
they were real animated about it, you know, doing these changes and sending out. I even got a survey.
Right.
You know, what I would recommend. And, you know, I filled it all out and sent it in, what little good that did. But they were even talking about going to, you know, just dropping the limit one trout or, you know, it was weird. You know,
oh, yeah, 13
inches instead of 12. And
13 and a half.
Or, yeah, it was. That's what it was so weird about. It was 13 and a half.
Yeah.
I mean, we can't do it in one-inch increments. I mean.
Hey, it ain't no different than the rest of what's going on in our world. So
no, it's
all crazy.
Anything to do with the government makes no sense whatsoever half the time.
No, half an inch, come on.
Mm-hmm. But
other
it is
than that,
weird.
That's all I know.
You know, a 12-inch trout is a little fish. I mean, that's a...
Absolutely.
It's like, you know, a mullet you'd use for bait for bull redfish, you know?
Right.
And that's a little fish.
Absolutely. And what's an inch and a half? Go...
I see it.
There's nothing we can do now. Just wait to see what they do. And, you know, you know, they generally put things in effect September the 1st.
Right.
Most all states do. So what we're going to do, wait another year to get a ruling, new rule?
Huh. And it always ends up being too little, too late.
Yeah, absolutely.
I see that over here all the time.
Yep. So, offshore fishing, I ain't got much to do. The one problem they're having, I did talk to one yesterday, is, you know, shrimp boat time.
Yeah.
It's mostly blackfin. They're not catching many yellows. But the biggest problem is they can't get no bycatch off of these boats.
Really?
The shrimping so good out there that they're pulling their nets way sooner than they generally do.
Right.
And they're not having any bycatch. And so if you ain't one of the first boats to get one of them to a shrimp boat in the morning, you ain't getting no bycatch off of it.
Well, they're getting clean drags then.
They're getting clean drags, which is, you know, that's good. But, well, what's happening, like I said, they're just pulling them so fast. I mean, checking them, you know, way quicker than they generally do, because generally they pull 4 hours. You know, that's kind of...
Oh, they'll pull a net that long. Boy, I thought an hour was a long time.
No, offshore they'll pull for that long. Yep.
Good Lord.
So, but man, them shrimp are so thick this year.
They are. Shrimp
I've seen them floundering where I've been fishing that, jumping plumb out of the water, trying to catch them shrimp. So,
I love that.
Oh, me too.
I see it a lot in the fall here, you know, wade fishing, and you'll be wading down the shoreline, and you'll see them flounder launching, jumping out of the water, eating shad or chasing shrimp. It's pretty cool to watch.
Oh, that's
something you don't see every day is flounder jumping out of the water, you know.
You don't.
Yo, did I just see what I saw?
That's what a customer said the other day. He says, Captain, I don't know what I saw just then. I said, well, what? He said, something big. Brown and jumped up and spun around in white as well as a flounder, goofball. He said, man, there's shrimp everywhere. I said, yeah. But I was fishing some grass. I don't know when it was, Sunday or something. And them shrimp were so thick, and I'm talking about big old 10, 12.
Good Lord.
Something would get after them, and they'd just be, you know, 7, 8 of them just come out of the water and just shower out across there, and I'm going, throw that cast down or I don't. I said, no, I got to look at that. All that grass, I wasn't going to throw it.
No,
it'd
make
there.
A mess.
Make a mess. So, but got a big white bass rug going on over here, too.
White bass, huh?
My God. Yeah. So many boys have been throwing rattle traps in the river. They got on them, and they've been, I'm talking about, standing on them. Few stripers, but mainly it's all
white bass.
Yeah, few hybrids, not many. That's, you know, and that's just been in the last few years that we've had any hybrids show up down here. And so, you know, them fish are having to come
from.
They had to come from a long ways.
Yeah, they did.
And I've never thought about to think what lake that could be, but it'd have to be a tributary off of something that's feeding into the Mississippi and off one of them lakes. So, but you need no telling, you know, things show up everywhere.
Now, fish move a lot more than people think they do.
Oh, absolutely. You know, we was talking about one of my customers. I've been fishing for a long time. He's a big bass fisherman, too. We was talking about all them fish on Sam Rayburn get hauled all the way down there to Twin Docks, get weighed in. And some of them fish stay around there, but most of them fish, they put them tracking deals on them. They go back to where they come from.
Isn't that amazing? A bass, a square-tailed fish swimming that long a distance.
Yep. Absolutely. No different than deer. You know, I was in on that deal when I was a younger man when they shut that running deer with dogs down. All my grandparents, uncles, and all them, I mean, that's how they hunted, with dogs. And
oh, I remember all that deer running, dog running, and deer hunting. Yeah, it was
crazy. Well, the last place was San Jacinto County. I think San Jacinto County was the last place it was legal. and they was fighting it in Walker County. Them people in Walker County were fighting it, and I mean, or against it, you know, they wanted it stopped. Mm-hmm. And so Texas Parks and Wildlife got together, and they went up there, what they called Pine Valley, there off at National Forest, and they caught some deer and put dragon collars on them. And then my uncle was one of the guys involved with it. He had the dogs, not all of them, but, you know, they jumped a doe up there and run that doe all day.
Goodness.
Across I-45 above Huntsville. They pulled dogs off of her. In less than 24 hours, she was back within 300 yards of where they jumped her up there in San Jacinto County.
Isn't that something?
Yep.
They're territorial.
Oh, it's the same way where I growed up there. Out of Splendor, you know, that was off of 2090. Mm-hmm. And they was bucks get run over every fall in the exact same place.
Right.
And it, you know, that's just when they went to running them does, that was the highway for them. And,
creature's habit, just yep. like dogs using the same trails, just like coyotes and everything else does.
Yeah, I came over Opelousas catfishing, yellow cats. That's when old Lake Livingston got low and I was guiding up there, them big old flats come up. You'd honestly think it was a cow trail that went across them flats, and I got talking to Harold. Catches all them cats, which his name is. Oh, crap. Been there forever. Big commercial fisherman there.
Yeah.
He said, no, that's him ops. He said, you think about it on a trot line. Generally, when you catch an op on a trot line, mm-hmm. he said, the next one you catch is going to be within one or two hooks of the same hook you caught him with. He said, well, that's just what they do. They just follow a trail just like a cow does.
That's exactly right. My grandpa used to say that. All right, buddy. Well, I got to run, Mike. If somebody wants to call you about coming over to Venice and fishing this fall, how do they get a hold of you, man?
832-338-9376. Catch us on the web at RJ Hunting and Fishing.
All right, buddy. Well, Mike, have a good one, and I'll talk to you Saturday. Be safe. Take care.
You too. All right.
All right, later. Well, you know, Texan Roofing, they're the people I trust. Texan Roofing covers Houston and surrounding areas, and Texan Roofing has free estimates on any roof leak repair or replacement. They do residential and commercial roofing, and Texan Roofing has the Better Business Bureau A-plus rating with no complaints ever. They're certified as a GAF Master Elite Shingle Applicator, so they can offer their customers the best material warranties available, and most importantly, a 25-year leak-free warranty, along with honest roof inspections, treating customers like family. With their A-plus installers and A-plus management, these are reasons to call Texan Roofing at 281-391-9600. That's 281-391-9600 or texanroofing.com. That's Texan Roofing, experience you can trust.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. Shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right, it's 5:23 here in the Bayou City. Let's go to Captain James Plog and see what he's up to this morning down on Tiki Island. James, what's up?
Yo, Mick, what's up, buddy?
Not a lot. How you doing?
Man, I'm sitting up here trying to fix everything from yesterday. Everything's toe up from the flow up. Yeah, I pulled into the house at 9 o'clock last night. I didn't do nothing.
Man.
Now I'm out here fixing stuff.
Werewolf tarpon trips.
Oh yeah, for sure. For sure. But no, nothing, man. Just same old deal. Weather got nice again. I think we got another little run right here.
Yeah, you called it last week. Said, hey, looks like we got another good run coming up. How big was that fish you're holding over the side of your boat right there? That picture you sent me.
170, 180.
It's a good one. I mean, it's a nice one.
Yeah. We had a double header. Both of them about the same size. One of them come on.
That's awesome.
Well, he wasn't hooked right. You know, he can't come off. Came off there about 10 minutes. With, you know, usually if he's hooked right, he shouldn't be coming off.
Boy, that's some beautiful water.
Yeah, it got pretty. It's green. It's like olive, but it's really clear, man.
Yeah, it's that clear green olive. I mean, that's tarpon water right there, man.
Yeah, you can see down a long way. So
yeah, that fish is just lit up in that water with his head coming out with you holding him, lipping his bottom lip. That's drop-dead gorgeous photo right there.
Yeah, that's a good one. The boy, that guy fishing with me, Larry Higgins, you know, he's got some other business, but he owns the Kelly Wiggler Company, too. And he's been going with me. He's got the bug bad.
Sounds like he's a pretty good guy, man.
He's a good guy. He's hooked 4 or 5 fish.
Awesome.
Not too many trips. And he called me and said, look, man, I know you weren't from Assassin and stuff, but I got some bait you might like. And I said, dude, tarpon fishing, I got no loyalty. If something will bite it, I don't care what it is, who makes it. I don't care if the devil makes it. We'll put it on there. And I don't know what he calls this thing, long, tall Sally or something.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a shad body with a curly tail on there. Now, look, they might have hit anything you put out there, but this is a good bait. He caught his fish on his own lure, which I thought that was kind of cool.
That is. That's real cool.
Yeah, that was pretty cool. So, but not a lot of bites.
Man, we've been throwing Kelly Wigglers for over 40 years. I mean –
man, remember old Pat Kelly?
Pat Kelly, man.
Special they made, that old limber old rod we used to fish with.
Yep, the old shrimp tail special at All-Star made. Kelly Wiggler special at, who made that, LCI?
That was LCI, dude. That's
yeah, Loomis Composites Incorporated made that blank just for fishing with Kelly Wiggler shrimp tails.
Hey, that's how good fish he was back then. Because you know them fish had to be committing suicide to catch them on that rod.
It was like setting a hook with a sponge.
It was terrible, dude.
That was, I mean, you talk about a buggy whip rod. That LCI Kelly Wiggler special was a buggy whip.
Gosh, dog, you'd be jigging and no fish been on there swimming around for about 3 days. Finally, you jig up and swims off. Hey, there wasn't a good catch and release rod. They all hooked down in their gut. And all
oh,
that
it
stuff.
Was a gut hooker.
So we were a long ways yesterday, and we're coming in last night. Saw my second school bull reds, So we had to stop and jack with them. And I said, man, dude, this will get dark, man. We come around the jetties. It was like 8 o'clock.
Like, well, you were in a whaler. You weren't in a tackle box.
Yeah, and that's I don't know about the old whaler days, but
you got spoiled with a tackle box.
It's hard to go back. Then you look like just like everybody else. There's Boston Whaler in Galveston County. It's floating out there. I don't even want to have one. I think they get me like a Malibu or something. I don't know.
He's one of them old Bill Pachowski ski barges, whatever that big old barge he used to run down there. Remember that boat he had?
Yeah, that'd be a good one. Things are bad. Just go out there and sink somewhere. It don't matter.
Well, the bad thing about them, they wouldn't sink.
Yeah, ain't that the truth?
Or no, it was I think it was a Carolina skiff, one of them big giant ones. I think even bigger than the Hammers got.
It was. It was the biggest one they made. It was like a Carolina skiff on steroids.
Yeah.
But the fish is just moving around, same old deal. But
you ain't gonna sugarcoat it.
Nah, I mean, it just
you ain't gonna put lipstick on that pig for me this morning.
No, but I'd like to. It just not a lot of bites. You gotta get kind of lucky, really.
Yeah,
but you never know. One day you're gonna pull them there, and you know.
Hey, I'll fish all day for $180.
Yeah, I mean, you roll in there one day, and there's going to, you know, it's going to be a 20-bite day. It could be today, yeah. Tomorrow. I mean, you don't know. But this, to me, I looked at this little run here, and you better get your licks in because this looks like it for a while. I see some – I don't know what's going on starting about Tuesday, but yeah. It ain't good. It's not good. Did you see
rough
it?
Seas.
I mean, like – well, like just wind, like everywhere.
Yeah.
So I don't know. Something happens on Tuesday. I don't know if it's a front or.
Like we're supposed to go right. Back with north winds and northeast. You know, Tuesday through the rest of the week.
Yeah, hard. I saw some like 17, 25 knots.
Yeah.
I don't know if it's from some storm that somebody was telling me about, which I ain't even paying attention to, but. Something about a storm coming from somewhere. I don't know.
Yeah, it's supposed to enter the Gulf out of the Caribbean and threaten the Gulf. You know, could be anywhere from 80 to 140 mile an hour winds. You know, that's what they're throwing out.
Get your water, get your battery, start packing.
Yeah, start stocking up and bend over. It's coming.
Yeah.
Nothing you can do about it. We're going to get lower humidity Tuesday. Monday, we got a fallish front coming, you know. We're going to go from like 97 for a high on Monday, and then we'll go to 69 Tuesday night. And then our highs for the rest of the week will be in the, you know, upper 80s, maybe a 90. It's just a little bit of a temperature change, but definitely a wind switch, all northerly direction winds for 4 or 5 days, which is good, you know, to keep the cane away.
Yeah, it's hot. I mean, it's hot again now. I mean, it's like summertime. But you know, we had to see Wednesday. Wednesday we still had a little swell. It was nice, but we still had a little swell.
Mm-hmm.
And man, I ran home last night at dark. At, shoot, 28 knots. I mean, it was the Gulf was pretty flat yesterday.
Yeah, that's
so it looks like it's coming straight off the beach today. It's blowing a little bit, but it's coming right off the beach.
Right. Well, everything in the bay this morning is like a west or a northwest kind of wind.
Yeah, that's what it looks like. Cameron made it to had a real uneventful trip. They did it pretty quick. They're in Cologne right now. I think they go through the canal. I think he told me tomorrow night. I usually take the sport fishing boats through at night.
Right.
So they go through Friday night. They'll be in Capos Saturday afternoon, I guess.
Right. Well, that's good.
Yeah, he said it was good weather. You know, a little light one night.
They picked a good window week, didn't they?
They hit it perfect, dude. Vince was like, man, they were going to go another kind of way, and they were looking at that hurricane. And we use this company called Weather Routers. You can call them, and they'll, you know, they stay in contact with you. I mean, you're like talking to somebody that's like alive. I don't record or nothing. And they'll tell you, you say, hey, this is what I want to do. And they'll call and say, okay, dude, this is your time. You know, the ships use them. Everybody uses them. He said, you need to go now.
Don't drag your feet. Head out right now and don't look back.
Right. But Benji was ready to go. He was just sitting, you know, sitting on the knee waiting on the road. And my camera was, he called me. He didn't know he was going. He said, dude, I got to go, man. I'm going to Florida. And one-way ticket, hopped on the boat, and they took off.
Well, that's good.
Yeah, he said it was pretty uneventful. And that can be eventful. That trip right there can be, it can get sideways.
Yeah, it can. Yeah, it's not good.
For sure. But, yeah, when we flew them old bull reds last night, I look at them, I'm running down a beach. I can't really see us, man. I don't think them are jackfish. That looks like redfish. I just tranny bait them. I'll pull up right in the middle of them.
There you go.
The old Trinity Bay River Mouse.
The old Trinity Bay River Mouse squeeze, baby.
For sure.
Well, cool.
But that's it, buddy. Everything's cool.
You going back after them again this morning, huh?
It's like I never left. It's I'm back in the boat, and I feel like I never got out of it.
Zombie fishing.
Yeah, zombie fishing.
Make
for
hay
sure.
While the sun shines, brother. Well, James,
well, but
if somebody
you never
wants
know,
to...
buddy.
Well, that's right.
There and it's going to be 20 fish day, you know?
You got to do
that's
it.
That's why you go.
Can't stop, right, won't stop.
Can't
throw
stop,
them out a number,
stop.
James.
All right, buddy. 497-71-7306.
All right, be careful out there.
We'll holler. All right, buddy.
All right, later, man. All right, that's Captain James Plogg down in Tiki Island in Galveston. All right, and I need to take a moment to tell everybody about Boyd's One Stop. They're the home of the supercharged, super slimy powerhouse croakers. They're located right at the base of the Tech City Dike at 227 Dike Road. And if you're looking for quality live bait for your next fishing trip, look no farther than Boyd's, from their tanks to your live well. That bait's as good as it can possibly be. And there's no better way to live your bait than with their oxygen response system. You can check them out firsthand there at the store. They have all their different size bottles, all their diffusers, regulators. They refill your bottles there at the store. And check out all their wild-caught Guff shrimp and fresh crab, everything. And for your seafood needs, they've always got it, especially those big 912s. They are plenty availability and great prices on them. If you need more info on the oxygen response, call Jason at 281-701-8107, or you can go to boydsonestop.com or call them at 409-945-4001. When you go by and see the good folks at Boyd's, please tell them Captain Mickey sent you by.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Live from the Twin Peaks Studios, Sports Radio 610 presents The Outdoor Show with Captain Mickey Eastman.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show. All right. It is 5:39 here in the Bayou City. Let's run up to the Big Sam now and let's talk to our good friend, Mr. Randy Dearman, see what he's up to this morning. Randy, good morning.
Hey,
how are
Captain
you, man?
Mick.
What's
it's
up, bud?
Good. It's all good.
Great.
The crappie are biting a little better, so that makes me happy. Bass fishing is slow, but the crappie are biting. So
awesome.
It's all good.
Well,
we've been, it's got hot again, you know, but the water cooled down some, got, low 80s there, 80. Well, 83, 84, and I didn't fish yesterday, but the 3 or 4 days before that, we was catching, somewhere in the mid-70s, about 11:30, and, some really nice size crappie, too.
Right.
And most days we seemed like we fish, from that time, it just seemed like they're feeding you around that 8:30 to 10 o'clock real good. Then they shut down it usually gets so hot by then, we usually come on in. We stayed out there one day, and from after, I think we had 73, and we fished, and that was about 11:30, and we fished till about 2:30. I think we caught two more fish. So it ain't worth the pain to stay.
No, it's not worth the pain to stay that long, is it?
No, go ahead and get you a good box of fish and get on in. Yeah. Got hot again here the last couple of days.
It's going to be hot next 3 or 4 days, record-breaking heat for this time of year. And, even though it's the first day of fall today, it don't feel like it. Well, it's kind of nice in the mornings, but, that wind quits blowing and that bay glass is off. It gets warm real quick, about 1 o'clock,
yeah.
2 o'clock.
Yeah. That's when we've been getting on in, but
sure.
Them cool morning, they sure feel good out there,
don't they? Man, that puts a little extra kick in your step, doesn't it?
I guarantee you, I've enjoyed it.
Well, what's the biggest crappie you put on your boat this year?
Oh gosh, I don't know. We don't ever weigh them, but we've got some that are definitely, well over 2 pounds. We had one the other day that was about a big white crappie. Guy was saying, God, this thing will weigh, 3.5 pounds, and I said, he'll probably weigh, 2.25 anyway.
Right,
I mean?
That's
but
a good crappie,
that's
man.
That's a big crappie. I mean,
that's a big boy, yes, sir.
It really is. I mean, you hear about all these, 2 and 3 pound crappie, but if you put them on the scales, I guarantee you most of them gonna weigh, the bigger ones are gonna weigh, maybe 1.5 pounds.
Yeah,
that 1.5 pound crappie is a big crappie.
Yeah, it is. That's what we call a slab.
Oh, I guarantee you they're 15 to 17 inches long, and
big old sockeye.
That's it. Man, it's nice to go out there and be able to have a real nice box of fish, though, before noon.
Yeah, it is.
And,
you still catching about the same depth of water?
Well, the water's 5 foot lower, or maybe more than that. I think when y'all were up here, it was about 3 foot high, so it's about 8 foot lower than what it was when you were here. The lake's down about 5 foot. Most of them are, we're catching are in that 22 to 27 foot of water, but they're not down but about 8 or 10 foot, Mickey.
Right, suspended.
I went, just me and a buddy one day out running around one morning just checking some piles that I hadn't rebrushed, and we were just throwing a jig. You stay back off them brush piles and cast a jig and just kind of swim to the top of that brush and
right.
Catch them. But, you know, when I've got, four, five, six people, you know, we just get right over it and let them fish with the minnow straight down. But,
right. Do the old Dearman drop on them.
one good pull.
Good pull, man. Put your old rod over, pull the bail over, and then one good pull. Pull it up and flip the bail down. Put your rod down. You got them.
That's it. And then, if you can tell immediately, somebody's getting hung up a lot and catching a few catfish. Tell them, hey, buddy,
they're a little deep.
You're a little bit too deep.
That's kind of like, when we're fishing in the bay out there, I said, man, if you'll click that reeling gear a little bit quicker after you make that cast and keep that rod tip up and burn that lure back, you'll get out of them old nasty drum and hard heads and stuff. Get it up there and get the reds and the trout.
That's the thing about them crappie. You're better off fishing above them. You are below them. They feed up.
Well, they like to feed upwards anyway, kind of like a trout does,
Right. So keep that bait up above them.
Well, as we get these cooling trends.
I don't know what's wrong with the bass. We did the other morning. We caught. Caught some we put in, it was still dark, and we caught them, pretty good there for a little bit. And as soon as that sun popped up, they were done. I don't know what it is with the bass. I've been struggling. Hadn't been bass fishing, but maybe one day a week. But it's just been hard for me. Catch them, we even went way up the river and put in way up the river.
Oh,
fished.
Did you?
Yeah, the water's so low, you can't get out of the river.
Well, I bet. There was
a lot of Sylvania up there and all them little old sloughs and stuff we used to catch a bass in this time of year. They were just choked up and out on the points where they'll get when the water's dropping. They had so much Sylvania over it, you couldn't fish so much of the water.
Man, that's that bad stuff that TPNW has all the warnings out on, about.
Yeah, there's a lot of it up the river. I didn't see them spraying, but I'm sure they will be here real quick.
Well, they need to. That stuff right there is detrimental to a fishery.
Yeah. It's definitely detrimental to you, being able to fish where you want. So.
Well, yeah, it chokes everything out.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the one that they warn everybody to be sure and check your boats and your trailers when you pull out and make sure you don't take it to another lake.
Yeah. It floats, but it just gets matted up so thick. You can go through it with a boat because it's just on the surface, but you just got to push your way through it. As soon as you get through it, it just, comes back together and chokes it off.
Well, that's... more invasive stuff that come to our country, unnaturally. It's like these old crazy ants. They claim, the exterminators claim they come on ships. That's how they got here, through the ports. That's a nasty critter. Well, what were you, when you're catching those bass early like that, what are you catching them on? What are you throwing?
We were just throwing a worm with a lightweight up.
Right.
They were in like 4 or 5 foot of water. They're just a good little mess of them there. But as soon as that sun popped, they were gone. So I started backing out and fishing deeper. We did catch some on up in the day on a little old creek channel swing where it was about. We were sitting in 28, throwing up in about 8, and they were right there on the edge of that drop. But they just, you just got to beat around, catch one here and catch one there.
Right. It's that old summer pattern stuff, kind of like our trout. You'll get that early bite, As soon as that sun gets up good and those shoreline fish that you're beating on, they just, I mean, once that sun clears the horizon, gets up in the sky good, they just, I mean, it's like switching a, flipping a switch, you know, it's crazy. You know, yeah. They're still there. They just won't bite.
And then late summer evening, blues.
About an hour, yeah, summer blues. You said it. You know, and then about an hour before dark, they'll light back up again. Same fish. Yeah. They'll feed into the darkness, and then they'll shut it off.
Yeah.
But who wants to fish that long this day and age? This season?
That's what I've been telling people, you know. I said, well, they'll bite pretty good from about 8 to about 11:30. I said, then it's going to slow down. And that's pretty much been what it's been every day, you know.
Slow way down.
Oh, when you fish 2 hours and only catch 2 more fish,
it's not worth the effort.
Coming in and getting your stuff cleaned up and taking a break.
Get ready for the next day. Well, that's y'all been getting some fair, you know, that those last couple of fronts, y'all got some pretty cool mornings up there where it was really nice. You know, Harry was telling me over in Livingston, he said, man, it felt good. It was unreal.
Yeah, there was one morning, I think it was 58, and then we had a couple mornings.
I saw that.
60, 62.
Man, break out the windbreakers, the jackets.
That's what I said. Me and JP, buddy, we went up the lake fishing. I said, dang, I should have brought me a hood shirt, you know.
I'm telling you,
buddy. But it warms on up pretty fast, you know.
Right. Well, everybody down here along the coast right now, Randy's watching the tropics. You know, they got that other storm out there that hadn't turned into anything yet, but they swear it's going to.
I hadn't been watching it the last few days. Is it coming in the Gulf?
Well, they say it's going to enter the Gulf, but we got a front coming next week. And that'll definitely steer the path of that tropical system, whether it's going to turn into a hurricane or not. We don't know yet, but all conditions are favorable for it. But it should steer it. A lot of the models are showing it steering it and making that curl after it hits the Gulf and go over towards Florida.
I don't want to wish them no bad luck, but we don't need it.
No, nobody wants one of those. It's just, man, we made it all this year without any storms, and now it's kind of stepped up a little bit. I don't wish one of those on anybody. Except maybe some of our adversaries. They don't get them over there. Anyway.
I hear you.
Now, buddy, if somebody wants to come up and crappie fish with you this fall and then get into some bass fishing, it's all going to get better as these water temps fall down. And days are getting shorter and cooler. How do they get a hold of you, Randy, if they want to come fish with you up at Rayburn?
It's 936-328-0864. Come on up and catch
you're
a
up
nice
there in the Brooklyn area.
There you go.
I can't wait to come back up, man. That was a lot of fun. We're gonna get another one going here. I'll get everybody together and come back and do it again. That was a lot of fun. It's something different, man. It's a good change of pace.
That's a good group you brought with you there too.
Yeah, and you're fun to fish with. You fit right in with our crew. Good old country folk.
Yeah, I had the twins, Timmy and Jimmy. I know you know who they are. Can't remember John that was with them. They were up here the other day. They fished 2 days, and that's what we call it, 70-something a day. And that one day we fished on up till 2 o'clock, and after 11:30, I think we caught 2 fish.
Right.
The next day, and I said, well, that's probably the morning bite's probably done. I said, put this thing on the trailer.
Well, it was good. What's the name of that restaurant up there that we ate at that's so good?
The Stump.
The Stump, that's it. Man, that was good food. Can't wait to come back and try some more of that stuff, baby. All right, Randy. Well, hey, you have a good day. Be safe out there, and I'll talk to you next week. Catch them up, man.
Good talking with you, Captain Mick.
All right. Thanks, Randy. See you, bud. All right. All right, that's Randy Dearman up on the Big Sam, Sam Rayburn Reservoir. Unfortunately, that's all the time we have for today's show. But we'll be back in the morning, 4 a.m., bright and early, Sports Radio 610 KILT Houston.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.